Afterward, Moses and Aaron came and said to Pharaoh, "This is what Yahuwah, Elohim of Israel, says, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is Yahuwah, that I should listen to his voice to let Israel go? I don't know Yahuwah, and moreover, I will not let Israel go." They said, "Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yahuwah our Elohim, lest he fall on us with pestilence or with the sword." The king of Egypt said to them, "Why do you, Moses and Aaron, take the people from their work? Get back to your burdens." Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens." The same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. You shall require from them the number of the bricks which they made before. You shall not diminish anything of it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, saying, 'Let's go and sacrifice to our Elohim.' Let heavier work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it. Don't let them pay any attention to lying words." The taskmasters of the people went out with their officers, and they spoke to the people, saying, "This is what Pharaoh says, I will not give you straw. Go yourselves, get straw where you can find it, for nothing of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters were urgent, saying, "Fulfill your work quota daily, as when there was straw." The officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why haven't you fulfilled your quota both yesterday and today in making brick as before?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, "Why do you deal this way with your servants? No straw is given to your servants, and they tell us, 'Make brick.'"